This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Remnants of Trust by Elizabeth Bonesteel, read by Catherine Mangold.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. T-minus 8 years, Canberra. At least, thought Elena, I'll die in a Corps uniform. She faced down the gun, looking not into the barrel but into the eyes of the man holding it. Keita had brown eyes, but in the frigid, rainy afternoon of this dying planet, they looked jet black and devoid of light. He had always, for as long as she had known him, looked angry, but she thought she saw something else as he stared at her through the gun's sight. Not fear, not that. Keita had never been afraid. He looked lost. The others were clustered behind him in the meager shelter of a crumbled cement wall. Savin was stoic, as always, weight on one foot, but she saw his left hand resting on the grip of his pulse rifle. Jimmy had placed himself between Keita and Neri's prone figure, the medic shielding his patient. Elena knew his expression without looking. The loud argument in a shattered alley next to a public square was risking their exposure. Jimmy would be annoyed with her. "Get the fuck out of the way, Shaw," Keita yelled. She did not.